Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Carrie Donahue. It's Monday, April 18th, Tax Day, and we're bringing you real-time news, fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest. Russian rocket attacks hit the western city of Lviv overnight. Lviv is in the west of Ukraine, about 60 miles from the Polish border, and had so far largely been spared. At least 7 people are reported to have been killed. The attack comes as many people in western Ukraine were slowly starting to emerge and rebuild, and as Ukraine braces for attacks in the eastern part of the country.
If you're not ready to think about Tax Day 2023, I don't blame you. But if you make even a little extra money from a side hustle, you might want to start planning early. Because starting this year, if you use platforms like Etsy or Airbnb and you make more than $600, those platforms have to report your income to the IRS. The previous threshold was $20,000. Congress tucked these changes into last year's American Rescue Plan.
At least one privacy expert is really concerned about Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. Former Harvard professor Shoshana Zuboff told The Washington Post that a single person in control of Twitter would be, quote, incompatible with democracy and a disaster for user privacy. She says if Twitter went private, Musk would have near complete control over an unfathomable amount of user data that can't be compared to anything that's ever existed, with no checks or balances on its use.
InfoWars is filing for bankruptcy. It's one of three companies owned by far-right commentator Alex Jones that are seeking financial protection. Jones faces multiple defamation lawsuits over his comments that the 2012 Sandy Hook school shootings were a hoax. Chapter 11 bankruptcy would allow Jones to continue his businesses while suspending current civil litigation.
Several of the biggest social media platforms in China, including its version of TikTok, are introducing a new feature that will reveal a person's location. Each profile will show which province or country the user is from based on their IP address. This comes after the Chinese government requested the feature in an effort to stop the spread of what it calls rumors and misinformation. Users will not be able to turn off this function. Let us know what you think of the show. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at therefresh@insider.com. Coming up, Rebecca is out today, but she left us a little present. The 4-day work week is a fantasy for a lot of people, but Rebecca talked with someone who's been doing it for 2 years now. Some aspects of the schedule might just surprise you. WebEx is driving hybrid work by ensuring almost anyone, almost anywhere, can be seen, heard, and have the ability to contribute equally. Learn more at webex.com/hybridwork.
J.K. Rowling has lost some of her magic in her native Britain. The Harry Potter author was left off the official reading list celebrating Queen Elizabeth's 70th Jubilee. The list includes 70 books, one for each year of the Queen's reign. But although the first Harry Potter book was on the short list, it didn't make the final cut. The slight seems related to Rowling's comments about trans women and girls, which have been widely condemned as transphobic.
A comet larger than Rhode Island is barreling toward the inner solar system right now. But don't get your doomsday gear out just yet. The solar system is kind of a big place, in case you didn't know, and the comet isn't expected to even come close to Earth. Still, it's notable because it's the largest comet scientists have ever discovered. It's 80 miles long and weighs an estimated 500 trillion tons.
Boston Marathon is back on its traditional day, the third Monday in April. As many as 30,000 people participated. Kenya's Evans Chebet won the men's race in a little over 2 hours and 6 minutes. And for the women, Kenya's Perez Jepchirchir ran it in over 2 hours, 21 minutes. And listen to these times. Wheelchair first place awards went to American Daniel Romanchik at 1 hour, 26 minutes, and Switzerland's Manuela Schaar, who finished in 1 hour, 41 minutes. Now that's fast.
Add Apple to the ranks of giant corporations facing unionization efforts. Workers at the Apple Store in New York City's iconic Grand Central Terminal are trying to collect enough signatures to form a union. It would be the iPhone maker's first retail location to unionize. Workers say they're looking for a bigger piece of the company's record revenue. Apple stands by its employee benefits, but hasn't weighed in on unionization.
Last month saw a record day for wind power. That's according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. It reported that for one day last month, Tuesday, March 29th to be exact, wind turbines generated more electricity in the U.S. than both coal and nuclear for the first time. Some caveats: spring is usually pretty windy and power consumption tends to dip. Also, natural gas still counted for the bulk of U.S. power. But hey, a win's a win. For wind, right?
This week, the California State Legislature is considering a proposal that would define a work week as just 4 days or 32 hours for large companies. Although it sounds like some kind of fantasy for most, the 4-day work week has become popular, especially as employees gain power during the Great Resignation. I chatted with Mick Mahady, a software engineer at Buffer, which is a social media management company. He lives in Ireland and has been working Monday to Thursday for 2 years.
It started off as an experiment in 2020. And yeah, we've been keeping it going since then. So in the beginning, everyone was encouraged to take whichever day off in the week felt best for them. And that was a little bit difficult. I personally took Wednesdays off. I felt really good energy-wise, productivity-wise during the week. But a lot of folks didn't take Wednesdays off. So I'd come back on Thursday and half my day was catching up on what happened on Wednesday. It was a little bit tough, but that was some feedback that a lot of teammates had. And yeah, we iterated on it based on that and switched to everyone having Fridays off.
Huh. And how has this 4-day work week benefited you in the 2 years you've been doing it?
Yeah, I think one of the big things that I've noticed has been just my overall work-life balance. I've found I'm less prone to exhaustion or, you know, maybe feelings of burnout. I found 4 days a week was just, it was just perfect in terms of like getting the work done, but also having like enough energy outside of work to just, you know, live your life, do whatever it is you need to do. And you come back Monday and you're feeling refreshed. It was never, oh, the weekend wasn't long enough, I wish I had one more day. It was always, okay, I'm good to go.
Now, we need to be clear, for employers or employees who might be considering a 4-day work week, this typically doesn't mean you're fitting in 5 days worth of work into four, right? So how do you and your company still meet expectations and goals with fewer hours worked?
That was my main concern when we first tried this out was, you know, we got product launches and so on. Like, how are we going to keep on top of those while working less hours? And that was my fear, is that people would just, you know, try and fit as much as they could into those 4 days or secretly be working 5 days all the time. But one of the things that we found was that we were, in many cases, getting more work done in those 4 days, or at least maintaining the average, which was surprising to me. It's hard to put a finger on exactly why. For me, I just think it's people were well rested and happier and just in a better state of mind to be able to do so.
What are some downsides to the 4-day work week, if there are any? I mean, I'm sold, but any downsides?
Yeah, I mean, sure, there are. So like, we have to be really conscious of meetings, you know, with working less hours. We need to make sure that we're making the most of those hours. So like, for me, those energize me. I love catching up with a teammate or meeting a new teammate I've never met before. I feel really energized after those. And we have less of those now. So for me, that's a downside. I feel like I don't get to connect with as many teammates as I have in the past.
Mick, you live in Ireland, as we mentioned at the top. Is this as big of a deal in Ireland as it is in the US? Like, are your friends shocked that you work 4 days a week?
Yeah, most people I chat to about my work week are pretty shocked. Even the remote work, to be honest. I mean, pandemic aside, very few people I knew were working remote. And now the 4-day work week on top of that. My parents, I think, still think it's a scam, my job. Yeah. They didn't believe it when I was working remote. They don't believe the 4-day work week. They think I'm being taken advantage of in some way.
Do you think you'll ever go back to the 5-day week? Join us mere mortals?
It would be very difficult. I think once you start doing it, it's very hard to go back to it.
Thanks for chatting with us, Mick.
No problem. Thank you very much, Rebecca.
And there are many more stories about the 4-day work week at insider.com.